Women on unregularradio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie, joined in the studio today by the only Matt on radio. Just got back from...
I was not at Bisco.
I was at...
Oh, you were at Bisco. I thought you were going to say I was at Bisco.
No, I went to Bisco. It was incredible.
I was not at Bisco, and I am not a strange lady. A woman.
Not at all, but you're good enough for me, so...
Oh, thanks, Jackie. Just good enough, huh?
More than good enough. You're helping me out today, because I'm running this ship by myself. Alone. This is scary.
Well, you're not alone. I'm here. I can help you. So what are you going to talk about today on this crazy show?
This crazy show is kind of... today I'm going to talk about language and...
Language.
Yeah. The word gay in society.
The G word.
The G word.
It used to mean something else.
It did.
They used to be gay in movie titles all the time.
Really?
Yeah, it was. There was some movie that was on... it was a... who are the dancers? Ginger and... Fred and Ginger? Fred Astaire and Ginger... Whatever her name is. So those two had a movie, and it was The Gay Divorcee. And I was looking at them going, well, that's interesting, like a gay divorce. So I pressed info on Comcast, and it turned out it was gay in the happy sense, not in the gay, like the boys are kissing boys sense. Or girls are kissing girls.
Girls and boys kissing people of the same sex.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I don't know. It was...
Seems like the word gay kind of took on a negative connotation over the past few years.
Well, I think... Because it became associated with homosexuality, and now it's connotated with that, and that's where it became bad for a while. And then also, it's just not, you know, it's you know, you say, oh, that's gay, dude.
Yeah.
You know, because it's seen as a, I don't know, it's, I think it's becoming an easier word for people to hear, and an easier thing for people to tolerate, but.
I think as far as, you know, acceptance is going, we're getting there for gay people to be, you know. Equal, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, treated equally as far as laws are concerned. I mean, where society is as far as how accepting they are, I think you're still going to have a while to go. You know, once you know they got rid of segregation, that it's still there was still not racial harmony.
Yeah, there's with segregation, I think it's just going to take time for equality to even. There's still racism today, like. Even if we have...
It's never going to go away.
Yeah, I don't think... I think people need to open their minds a little more sometimes. That's about it.
Yeah, it's a matter of just getting used to it. It was always something that was kind of swept under the rug. I think it's a little more extreme to people than interracial dating was, but that also kind of... People got over that, and it's... You know, it's not really... A thing anymore, really. I mean, unless you get like the thuggish guy that's with like the prom queen. People get a little upset about that, but
it's funny. I've heard like a couple of my friends are, you know, into straight girls who are into, you know, African American men, and a lot of people give them a lot of shit for it, and I think it's fucked up. Like, I get a lot of shit for being into women too, and people are like, oh, but you've never slept with a man, like you've never. Well, that's not the point. It's preference. Like the same way, yeah. You can be a straight girl and be interested in an African American man or Spanish man or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, it's not about, yeah. It's not about what you want to accept. It's about, you don't need to accept it, you just need to kind of
Well, people just need to get more used to it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's in popular culture now. It's the fact of the matter is that it exists, and it's sort of been integrating, or it's been integrated into our popular culture more and more. You know, so I think people are getting more comfortable with it. You know, like you got I don't know, a lot of people from the left accepting it first, and maybe, you know, those things sort of just trickle down. You know, it's one of the last civil rights. Issues that one of the last major civil rights issues that, you know, we really have left as far as what's on the books. You know, marijuana is one of them, and
yeah, it's crazy. They're both very pressing issues right now, and I think a lot of people are expecting like President Obama to be like, yay weed and yay gay marriage, but I don't think it's going to happen quite that fast. I think there's progress without a doubt. Like,
I don't think you'll see it enacted federally anytime soon. Not the. I think you'd see marijuana before you'd see gay marriage.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Wow. Okay.
Because there's money making potential in marijuana. That's the only reason.
That makes sense.
It's nothing to do with what's more acceptable than the other. You know, I think it's a matter of them figuring out they can make money off of it, and you know, it's been around for longer. It's been in our face since the 1960s. Really, marijuana's sort of been an accepted fact. We're talking 50 years now that America's been stoned. and more people in those 50 years have gotten more and more stoned. And I don't think more and more people are going to turn gay. I just think it's going to be one of those things that it's becoming more accepted where people can deal with it.
You can open people's minds to different things. If they smoke a little weed, maybe they'll open their mind to gay marriage.
Well, it's an unknown thing. You know, it's something that people aren't very exposed to because people, you know, tend to keep that to themselves when they're younger. So growing up, they don't see it. Once you see it entering into, I guess, mediums where children can see it and accept it early, that's when it starts. Because, you know, all the negative shit that used to go with gays, especially gay men.
Yeah.
Women have it a little easier, I feel like.
I agree. I completely agree.
I mean, it's never been completely unacceptable to see two women. I mean, you could always get away with it because guys like it, you know?
Yeah.
It's a male-driven society, and it's, you know, two men just isn't considered sexy. Ultimately is what it is. I mean, women aren't into it, men aren't into it, you know, straight men, I should say. So, I mean, it's interesting. It's just not considered sexy. That's why lesbians are a totally different story. You don't have a problem living next to lesbians. I don't have a problem living next to anybody, but I think that's what it is.
It gets a little uncomfortable, especially in a male-driven society. Like, I have no problem admitting that 90% of society is kind of male-driven. It's not necessarily okay, but it's the way the world works.
There's two major demographics that advertisers and distributors try to appeal to. And that's preteen to early teen females and men, 18 to like 35.
Yeah.
I feel like that's really where you look at what's major on like Google and YouTube right now, it's going to be, you know, whoever was on the cover of Maxim and Justin Bieber, you know, and those are the two. So, and there's some men that are looking at the Justin Bieber. So, I mean, you know, and the girls are looking at Maxim because that's what they want to become.
Yep.
So it's, you know, it's that's how I see it.
I think it's kind of funny that there's a lot more women that are like openly accepting of, you know, kissing another girl as opposed to like a guy being like, oh my God, I would never kiss a man. Like,
well, because men are inherently less affectionate, I think.
I think, okay, I can see that.
You know what I mean? So, women kissing each other, like women kiss each other on the cheek when they see each other, that's fine. If two dudes go and do that, it's just not.
I'd get a good giggle out of it, I think. But
it would be, most people, see, we're in this bubble. Especially everybody here at the station, because we're exposed to a lot of different types of people, and it's, you know, an open atmosphere. But if you look at the mainstream, people have to look at the mainstream, because there's some people listening to this saying, oh, that's not true. But take yourself out of that bubble and think of what, you know, middle America's watching. That's where it matters. Those are the people that have to, if something's truly socially accepted, that's where it has to be accepted.
Yep.
It's just a fact of the matter. Just simple numbers.
The coasts are very open to a lot of things, but once you do get into, like, I don't know, it's just a little.
Well, that's because, I mean, you got to figure it's more densely populated on the coasts. A lot of advertising is driven towards those areas because you have to imagine people probably spend the most money on things like clothing and, you know, going out, and there's things to do
in like New York and LA and like,
right, and even, I mean, you got Boston, you got Philly, you got Miami down south.
It's true.
You've got, I mean, Charleston is, you got Atlanta, you can't forget Atlanta. Atlanta's a big city. It's not very white, it's but I mean, that's maybe why people forget about it. But I mean, it's you know, it's, there's big cities on both coasts, especially the East Coast, the old East Coast bias.
Yeah.
So, you know, people are more accepting out there because everybody, all the gays went out there. You know what I mean? That's what happened. So it was in, you know, San Francisco, you talk about like the Castro and the whole Javi Milk thing.
Yeah.
And episodes like that, where that it was put in people's faces, they were forced to be a part of it and see that it was happening and elect these people because they were, they were a majority. It was just a situation where everybody came together, and now not just San Francisco, but really the West Coast is considerably more gay friendly. I think not that it's not gay friendly here. Like Boston's very gay.
Boston is very gay friendly, especially now.
Well, I mean, and that's because of diversity. There's a lot of different people coming in and out of here because of the schools and a lot of people that stay from different areas. I mean, you talk about when school's in session, this city gets way more crowded. Even in the area where the studio is now in our undisclosed location, close to a lot of schools, right in the middle of the downtown area. I mean, we're right in the middle of all the buildings. And
it's true. Once they come back to school, everyone's on the streets. Like,
yeah, and there's a lot of different people coming from a lot of different places, different countries, different backgrounds, different sexual orientations. Yeah,
that's what's great about Boston, though, is that people do flock here because we do have the best schools in the area and the best hospitals and everything like that, and it's the best place to get your education, I suppose. But it opens up the minds to people, especially where we have like the decriminalization of marijuana and then the civil unions of the gay marriage and stuff like that. Like, that's very accepting in Boston, and that's good to open people's minds and expose them, especially people who come from like other countries and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, people coming and seeing it from other countries and saying, yeah, oh, they do this in America. I mean, that's people coming here. Yeah, that's one thing. In the media is also important. I mean, that's where it all starts and stops, is how it's what's shown in the media. You know what I mean? Once it's, you know, you can have a movie like Brokeback Mountain, but there's still a bunch of, still a bunch of backlash for things like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just going to start here. You can't, you know, the rest of the world is the rest of the world. They're going to move at their own pace. They're different societies. There's different religions. There's different, I mean, we're moving away from religion. Religion was another thing that said, this is bad, don't do it.
I don't think religion's a good idea as far as everyone in, like, politics. Like, that's a big mush of not...
It's votes.
Yeah. It's not okay to put all your projections onto one person, one leader. I don't really like that. Like, you know what I mean?
What do you mean? Explain. Like, I'm confused.
When you have a politician who... You've got one that's for gay marriage and one that's not, like... Mm-hmm. You're going to split things like 50% with the country, but how do they expect anybody to... What if you get somebody like on the fence?
Well, you do have people on the fence, but you can't have a politician on the fence because then nobody's going to vote for them. So it's a matter of getting votes. You talk about Republicans and Democrats. You have Democrats voting a certain way because they want certain states, and you have Republicans voting certain ways because they want certain states. And it's all about votes. It's all about voter turnout. And those people on the fence are the wild cards that they have to get, and that's where you get, that's why you get so much of the tiptoeing. And I think too, one of the closet issues right now is marijuana in the mainstream. I think people ask about it, and it's certainly gaining momentum. I think in the next presidential term, you'll see things really start to heat up with that. Regardless of what happens, at this point, you sort of just have to expect Barack Obama to win. They've got the two top FBI most wanted suspects, people they've been chasing for a very long time, and you got the situation in Iraq and Afghanistan. So, you know, he's going to you project him to win, and we'll see how he treats it.
I hope he can just keep up what he's doing. I mean, he's very supportive of the gays, and I like that a lot.
He is.
He doesn't ignore the situation. Like, a lot of politicians or a lot of people in society, I think, in general, just kind of ignore it. And like, well, if you like it, do it. Like, if it makes you happy, it must be okay.
Well, here's my issue, is if you don't want to call it marriage, call it a civil union and let's get over it. I mean, for Congress to have to argue about this and bitch and moan because boys are kissing boys, it doesn't make sense that we're wasting our money on that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so, Adam likes to suck Joe's cock, you know, I mean, and Tina kisses girls. So, I mean, what can you expect except nonsense from that? I mean, we're spending money, we're paying these guys to go and argue that point.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a waste of time whether you agree with it or not. I think everybody could agree that it's just a waste of money, and it's a waste of time because there's way more pressing issues. And it's a vote getting tactic. Let's really get down to business, you know?
I think that the fact that you think marijuana would be, you know, legalized before gay marriage. That says a lot, actually. Like, as far as I wonder how many other people are thinking on your level, kind of.
Well, I think there's everybody in Washington. I mean, there's politicians are going to lose votes for legalizing marijuana. That's not what I meant. For legalizing gay marriage, if a staunch Republican comes out and votes for gay marriage, losing votes. It's a very risky thing to do, especially on that side of the political spectrum. You legalize marijuana, it's going to be because they have an opportunity to make money. It's a money-making situation. When they legalize it, they're going to have to say to people, we're doing it because all this money.
Yeah.
And all the things we can do with it. And to me, that's a more pressing issue. We should have got rid of the whole gay marriage argument years ago.
There's other countries that are, I guess, like Switzerland has a gay president. Like, that's... They, mm-hmm. We're kind of behind as far as equal rights go.
Yeah, well, how long have they been around? We're only, 240 years old?
Yeah, I think.
So, just under. So, you know, we're pushing 240. So, I mean, where we've come and where those countries have come is a totally different situation. We're a society moving very quickly away from religious ideals. Some people might argue that's a bad thing. I think it's a mix of both.
It is kind of a mix of both.
I think this, you know, which is a whole other argument I could go into, but, you know, it's all votes. I mean, these people voting for things, it's all votes. To get votes, you know, the congressmen voting on these issues are voting certain ways to get votes.
Yeah.
And to get money and power. And
money's a bitch.
Gay marriage, voting for gay marriage will not give them more power.
I think they could make money off
of that, though. I don't think they will. It's not really.
The marijuana situation is much more of a moneymaker, in my opinion, but...
It's the moneymaker.
It is. It's stupid to not have it legal. They messed shit up a few years back when they were like, let's make this a criminal offense and put all of the black and the Spanish people and the minorities into jail, because that's what they do. No, you were wrong. They're sticking more white people in jail for smoking pot than they are anyone else. It's kind of silly. And they make a lot of money off of putting them in jail,
too. They are making money off of it now. Prison is a corporate enterprise now. But, you know, it's the simple fact of the matter that it's all about power for them. Their job is to be powerful. So once they realize, you know, that weed is... The legalization of marijuana is going to make them more powerful in an economic sense and just popularity-wise. You know, you say you voted for marijuana in Congress, and then you run on that for the rest of your term, and then you have a shitload of people that are always going to love you. You know, what's the surest way to a stoner's heart? Tell them you smoke weed. Tell them you're down to get stoned.
There's so many people that just relate over just that alone, like smoking pot. Like, we have no other interests in common besides that. Well, hey, let's sit down and smoke a bowl and talk about this. Like,
yeah, I mean, you sit down and have a drink with somebody, but people tend to fight on booze and people don't tend to fight on the weed, so...
It's funny. It's awkward.
I think it's just a matter of...
Alcohol is way more detrimental to your health than anything marijuana can do. You're not going to die of liver failure.
I think if you're a chronic drinker, yeah. I mean, if you're a chronic smoker, I think there's lung issues that'll come in. I think the fucking safest way to take it is to eat it. You know, it's fun to smoke sometimes. But, you know, if you can eat it, if you can find a way to eat it, that's the safest way to go.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, so everybody will be baking cookies as opposed to rolling joints, you know? Or vaporizers. Vaporizers
awesome.
Are the way to go.
I love vaporizers. They're pretty cool.
Mm.
I think we'll head into a little music break.
Let's do that.
And come back in a few. This is Three Strange Women on unregularradio.com with your host, Miss Jackie, joined by the only Matt on radio.
Not a strange woman.
Not a strange woman. No, not at all.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. H-I-M. Put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen, don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin, believe capital H. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, Chola descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast or leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this way. No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or Orient me, I'm on the right. Be brave.
out if you like. We'll be right back. Oh,
Welcome back to Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com. Again, I'm your host, Miss Jackie, joined by the only Matt on radio today here in the studio.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on? Tomor. To people who have recently been... See, the only Matt on radio name got lost behind Tomor because it was just too long to say. I think Dex announces me that on the local music show because that's where it started. Dex gave me the name and then we decided we had to shorten it. And
what was this I'm hearing about shortening it from Tomor to Tom?
Yeah, that was a joke. I think I was drinking or something, and I we come up with
just
Tom.
Call me Tom.
Yeah, just Tom.
Nice.
Toe, we could go toe.
Toe.
What's up, toe? What's up, tea?
Toe.
We just go T. What's up, T?
What up, T? I like that.
Yeah.
Not bad.
So you got an article.
Yeah. I found an article on MSNBC.com. California lawmakers pass bill to teach gay history.
Mm. Okay.
I don't really know how that's going to work. I think it's a definitely a good step.
I think it's my whole thing with that is if it's, you know, if it's in a civil rights setting, like if you're doing classes about civil rights, yeah, do that. But I don't think there needs to be a whole segment of my child's education just devoted to gay culture or to gay history. I think as it pertains to the civil rights end of social studies, yeah, throw that in with the Martin Luther Kings and the other people that did stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, like you want to talk about MLK and talk about Harvey Milk and talk about Robert Kennedy and what he did and, you know, all of those people. In that setting, it's fine. But I don't think we need to have straight history and then gay history.
I think that would segregate the whole thing a little more if we did that.
Well, it's special attention to something that we don't, you know, that's a lifestyle choice. It just doesn't make sense to me that you would do that. And then we had gotten into a discussion about when we think the right age is to start teaching that. And what you had a theory, and then I had mine.
They're saying that they wouldn't want to, in this bill, if they pass it, they wouldn't want to teach it until after secondary school.
Which is after middle school.
Yeah.
Right into high school. And I had agreed with that. I thought that was... That made the most sense to me. I don't think you should be taught about homosexuality in any type of way until your child's old enough to start studying psychology because it's a homosexual is a deviant. By definition, homosexual is a deviant. You're deviating from the norm.
Yes.
The normal thing is, as I hit my microphone, is a man and a woman. And it's, you know, so what? It's a psychological thing. You know what I mean? It's in that context, yeah. I mean, before high school, why not? You shouldn't even really be teaching about, I mean, anything regarding relationships anyways. You study sex in, what, eighth grade or seventh grade because it pertains to anatomy and biology.
Yeah.
So.
And after that, I mean, by the time you get there, it's a good idea after the anatomy and stuff to start understanding the psychology behind sex because it is very important for kids to understand.
Rick is in studio. Only because you're in a microphone, I announced you. You said fifth grade. I went to Catholic school. They taught me sex in seventh grade.
Yeah. I took sex ed in fifth grade. Mm-hmm. And then I went to a private school for junior high, part of junior high, and I missed sex ed in junior high and just never took it.
Oh, really? So you had nothing going for you? You didn't know what to do?
No, I knew what was up from fifth grade. And then pretty much... You know, when I lost my virginity and it was like, so you've done this before, right? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, cool. Just show me what's up. And I'm pretty sure I can figure it out from here.
What didn't you know?
And everything went great. Like, no, I mean, like, I just didn't, I was like worried that I was going to like mess somebody up or like, you know, I was just like.
Like you're going to hurt a vagina?
Yeah, I didn't know. But turns out she was a raging horse and nothing was going to hurt her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So. But after that, after that, I was like, oh, so this is exactly what I thought. And now I'll wait a few years before I do that again.
When did you start hearing about, like, homosexuality, though? Did they ever bring it up in school or anything?
Dude, I knew, like, about that when I was, like, six or seven, probably.
Yeah, around the same age. It's the first time my dad called me a faggot.
But it was the same thing. Yeah. Like, I remember I said bye to one of my friends on the phone. It was when I first started using phones a lot. So I said, love you, because I was used to talking to my mom.
You did the old love you by accident. Yeah,
hung the phone up, and my dad goes, faggot. And I was like, yup, okay. But like,
did you know what it meant? You couldn't have known what that word meant.
No, I totally knew what it meant.
So how did you know, though? If you had never heard of homosexuality
before. Because I was one of those kids who grew up in school, like, no matter what, being called a faggot from, like, third grade on.
You just knew it was bad, but you didn't know.
No, I didn't even know that it was bad. I just knew that I knew it meant gay or whatever.
Really?
But back then, it was, like, totally cool to, like, it was fine to say faggot all the time. Like, everything was faggy.
Oh, yeah, gay, that's so gay.
Yeah.
And then I dated a bisexual chick who would then flip shit on me whenever I said faggot or homo. So I stopped doing that for a long time, and then I realized people should just fucking calm down.
Yeah, because
gay people are like, don't call me a faggot. And I'm like, I'm not even gay, and I've been called a faggot for like 10 fucking years until I got out of high school. Like, so whatever. I dealt with it, and people do it now, and I don't get pissed. Well, but they're like, I don't know.
That's my whole N-word faggot argument. Kind of.
Because all through high school, people called you a nigger?
No. They didn't call... It has nothing to do with me, but that's I was saying how...
Like, people called me that all through high school, no, and I'm not going to deal with it.
I don't like when people... There's people that will say faggot, that will call each other faggot, but would never say the N-word. Because it's a social faux pas. But faggot isn't, but they're both hateful words.
It's just as bad.
I think they're just... I'm not even measuring levels of badness, like which one's worse. To me, it's the fact that they're both hateful words, and it should end at that. It doesn't matter which one's more hateful than the other. To me, that's just a silly argument. That's like, the Holocaust is okay in comparison to what Russia did to their people over the years. They committed way more genocide.
Yeah.
So the Holocaust is cool because Russia did worse? It's the same argument. Okay. I mean, it's an extreme, but it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. I know that, but take a look at it. Which one was more hateful? Was the Holocaust less hateful because they didn't kill as many people as fucking Stalin and Russia did?
It was just more publicized.
What, the Holocaust? Russia just killed more people, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they killed... millions and millions of people. I mean, the Holocaust was nothing compared to what Russia did and what those guys did. Over there, they committed genocide for years.
It's all discrimination. Years. It's fucked up. It's not okay. Just the things that people do and say to each other, like it's creating more hateful situations. I think
I just don't like the whole, oh, there's not a label for this one really specific thing I am, so I'm gonna make a label up for it, then I'm gonna shove it in your face, and then get pissed off at you because you don't want it shoved in your face. And it was like, well, I knew you a week ago and everything was fine, but now you're really adamant about this thing that you and a couple people made up, and because I just don't care, because I don't give a fuck what you do. Like, I don't give a fuck who you're banging or what you want to suck on or what you want to lick. I don't give a shit. That's your deal. Just don't be a shitty person outside of that, and I'm
exactly.
fine.
Exactly.
So I don't need to know. Yeah. Like, I know if I know your name, that's cool. I don't need to know that you're 10 different fucking sexual words put together by something. Like, I don't care. Do what you're going to do.
And if it makes you happy, that's yeah. what matters. And it makes you and the person involved with you happy.
Yeah. And if you're like 20 spouting that shit, it's like tomorrow you might try some shit and that whole thing changes. Tomorrow you might be like, oh, you know what I found out? This shit is awesome.
Yeah.
And then your 10-word fucking label is completely different now, and you have a whole other reason to be angry.
Yeah. I think hateful words are just hateful words. You know? That's my thing about hate and words mixed together.
I think as a world society, positive things just need to be reinforced. There's enough hate and it causes enough problems. Like,
well, my argument is that there's people that will say, you know, that will be terribly offended if you say the N-word. If I walked around this studio right now and started dropping like 5 N-bombs, it would be a big deal.
Yeah, it's not okay.
Someone would tell me stop it. If I was going faggot, 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 it really wouldn't be a big deal.
It's not as big a deal, I
you know.
And yeah, but like I'm one of those people, like, if I call somebody a faggot, it's not meant to be like, what is it, derogatory or anything. I'm just mm-hmm. like, you're being lame.
But if you
like words change meaning over time.
It's true.
Like, people just need to get used to it.
We talked about that a little earlier.
And like N-bombs, they haven't changed. Probably not gonna for a while. Deal with it. Fag, guess what? I don't really, some people, like, you can usually tell when someone's saying it like what context it's in. If I'm like, dude, you're being such a fag. Yeah, it's not because you're having sex with dudes. It's just because you're being an asshole.
If I walk in and a black guy I've never met is there.
Yeah.
And I go to another person and say, oh, what's up, nigga? As a joke.
But that's what I'm saying.
But that's offensive to that person.
But that's what I'm saying is like you just need to like roll with the punches and know that some words change to where it's like
there's some.
But no one's
okay.
gonna get pissed at that black dude for getting angry at me for saying nigga.
No, because they know that that word hasn't changed to be okay for white dudes to just walk around and throw around.
Yeah, but why is faggot okay?
It just has changed over time.
It's I don't think it never did change. It was like nigga before it became bad. White guys would just go around saying nigga. Faggot was never bad, and then people were like, oh, we're gonna start saying faggot again now. White guys have been calling each other, and black guys and every fucking guy have been calling each other faggots for years. I mean, it's true.
Yeah, so over years it's just become more acceptable.
And right, like, but in the same way that nigga did for a while, and you could just, guys would go around saying he's a nigger. You know, like, that would happen.
When did that happen?
They used to, the N-word used to be quite all right.
Is it because you grew up in Southie?
No, it has nothing to do with Southie. It's nothing to do with Southie. It has to do with everywhere.
Because the only people that ever did that while I was growing up were fucking tools.
I'm not saying while I was growing up. I'm saying, like, back, you know, in the earlier times when there was still segregation and there was still a lot of racial inequality. People were going around referring to black people as niggas, and it was okay. It, within the white community, it was acceptable to say that word in reference to a black person.
So you're just,
but now it's not.
You're proving a point that over time it changes, and you just got to go with that change.
Right, but it got worse, and we're saying there's a group, and it got worse because there's a group of people that said, I don't like that word.
Yeah.
This, as a whole and individually, makes us feel like less than human. So you have the homosexuals now that have come out and say, we don't like that word. That makes us feel bad, you know? So
give it about 40 years and no one will be saying it because it just won't be right.
Right, and I'm not saying it's going to change tomorrow. It is going to take a long time. But my issue with it right now, when I hear people say faggot in reference to, you know, like
something
me addressing
stupid.
You as faggot, you know, that's... to me, it's just as inappropriate, and it's a contradiction because there's people around where, you know, as a whole society, as a whole, nigger is bad and faggot is okay.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
the straight,
like,
male community.
If someone looks at me and they're like, oh, dude, you're being a fag, I'm like, oh, dude, I'm sorry. Like, I'll not be
it
an
doesn't
asshole.
Bother
but
you.
If they, but no, but if they, if it was like someone just came up to me and was like, you fucking faggot, and like, that's the way they were presenting me with it, then I would be offended because I know they meant something totally different by
but
it.
But it's the tone. It's not that they use that word. It's not the fact.
No, I'm saying that I can tell the difference between you're using the word like this and you're using the word like this.
Yeah, in an
like,
angry way and a happy way. Go ahead.
It's like the word. It's like saying the word nigga. Like, what up, nigga? Like, it's not always a negative connotation. Like back in the day when.
Yeah, but a white guy can't just go and say that wherever he wants. You can't walk into a bar where there's a black guy and go, "What up, my nigga?" to another white guy.
Well, if you're not gay, you shouldn't be calling another gay person person who's not gay a faggot if they're not fucking faggot.
Why don't we just get rid of those words?
If you're not a fucking faggot,
because sometimes they're fun and sometimes jokes need those words.
No, I understand, and it can be funny. I think there's a way for those words to be funny, but it's just the contradiction across the board.
Yeah.
With people in those two words that gets to me. And I bring it up all the time. I'm a broken record with it, but that's just how I feel. I want banana pancakes.
Mm.
Just got the taste of banana pancakes in my head.
Nice. I can go for blueberry pancakes.
That's great.
Banana pancakes, way better. You got to let the bananas get a little crispy. Like, you got to leave the pancake on for a while.
Nice.
Put the banana in the pancakes, like, right away. So it gets, you know, it
touches
the pan.
That's what this conversation made you think of, was banana pancakes.
Right away, I just go with what's on my mind.
I like it.
Banana pancakes, here we come.
Jesus Christ.
Well, we got 5 minutes left. I wanted to bring up something a little lighter, banana pancakes seem like a safe direction to go in to be happy.
Yeah, definitely.
As I host your show for you.
Oh, before you sign off, or whatever, did you? I know you've been talking about it, but Bisco?
Bisco was
pound
incredible.
It.
Pound it across the table.
Just wanted to say it again.
It was so nuts. All that electronic music and the lasers they brought in this time were sick. Did you catch the laser shows?
I saw Biscuits. Pretty Lights, and it was fucking crazy. And I saw Disco Biscuits and Bass Nectar.
Bass Nectar was
Skrillex
good
was all. It was all awesome.
It was so
everything
good.
Had awesome lights.
There were so many cool people there with all kinds of like cool just shit on sticks. Like
I was telling Dex, my favorite part was walking back to your tent at like. you know, 6:30 in the morning, and there's someone sitting there looking fucked up as hell, and they just stare at you and go, boom, wah, wah, kin, wah, wah, boom, wah, 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 boom, wah, wah.
That's all you could hear going through your brain that whole, yeah, the whole time weekend. Anyway.
The whole ride home, it was like silent, and I'm still in the back going, boom, wah, wah, kin, wah, wah.
Yeah. And this has been It's Fun to Trip.
It's Fun to Trip, yeah. Yes.
Our weekend was good.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I went to sleep with a smile on my face every night.
And God knows what else on your face.
Oh, God. You know, Bisco is one of those things where I feel like I would not fit into Bisco. Like, I'm going to Newport, and that's like the fancy kid thing, and I fit in there. Like, people probably going to be like dickheads and snobs, and that's what I'm used to with my family. I feel like I just go to Bisco, and people look at him and go, he needs to leave. He needs to just go.
He needs to not be here. Yeah. I think you would have enjoyed it.
Yeah. I probably, yeah.
It was really muddy, though. Friday night was all mud. You just gotta not mind
walking around a lot.
I don't mind walking around a lot. Especially if I'm on, like, 3 hits of acid. It's usually what I do.
That's so, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of the self-exploring thing that needs to happen.
Right.
But they had the fire that went to the music, those fire cannons.
Oh, my God. What was that called? Was cool. The Philadelphia experience,
something,
I think?
Yeah.
Philadelphia experience. That was fucking
That was
nuts.
Crazy. Because they used the sound of the fire to make like percussion notes so and good. Shit. Like, oh.
And then when you're tripping at 4 o'clock in the morning and it's nice and warm, you're like, oh shit, that feels good.
That was crazy. Yeah, because you would walk by, it'd be freezing, and you'd hear, and then all of a sudden it would be warm for like 5 seconds, and you're like, where's it coming from?
I like this.
Yep.
So good. Yep. So good. Well.
Anyway.
I think we're just about ready to wrap this shit up.
And you're going to put on some boom, wow, wow, cow, wow, wow.
I don't know what I got for that. I didn't come prepared for some nice dubstep, but I think after this, it's going to have to happen a lot more.
Yeah.
Dubstep.
Makes your vagina feel nice when you're in front of subwoofers. Yeah.
It did. I'll tell you that right now.
So it's just pretty much girls on Molly masturbating by sitting near speakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like
standing with their backs to the
but
stage.
But like 2,500 of them doing it at once.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. Does the vibration get so much that you can just stand there and have clitoral stimulation?
If it was a little louder, I think I totally
I bet if you were like in the first like 30 feet from the stage, dunzo. Especially during like Skrillex and shit.
Yeah.
Dude, I can just picture like just so people heavy. Just start fucking right in the crowd. That must happen.
It did.
Yeah,
I didn't catch any of it, but I would have enjoyed
it. I saw that one chick get buck naked and dance on that fucking Budweiser thing, and then she just jumped down and was like, wanna fuck me? Buy me drugs! I was like, yeah, you are awesome.
Take a walk with me, lady.
I can't get into it. Never mind.
It's all good. It's all good.
It is good for your show that I didn't bring up what I wanted to talk about.
Good. Well, thank God for time.
Yeah. This has been Two Guys, a Girl, and a Radio Show.
Exactly. Exactly. No. It went a lot better than it could have. So I really want to give a big shout out to Tomor, to Rick Starr for helping us out in the studio, coming in, and
Bisco!
Bisco, man. Bisco. That's all I have to say. Three strange women alone today, signing off. Thanks for tuning in. Means a lot to me. Unregularradio.com. I will be back to you next week. God knows what I'll have planned. Keep it locked on unregularradio.com.